Well, it all got a little bit hectic towards the end of my recording, and I've only got 10 minutes, and towards the end of a roast, things just hot up. And so they should. If you're passionate about roasting, you really have to pay a lot of attention. Now, the question is, how did they turn out, and what did I learn? So, in the cooling tray, they cool very nicely. What the hot dog does, it really has a very good fan to cool them. But what I also do personally, what's good is the cooling tray, you can take it off, and I've got a Hoover at hand, and I suck all the hot air quickly, as quick as I can, out of the hot bean, out of the mass of beans, just to make sure that this roasting process just finishes when I, the roaster, the master roaster, wanted to finish. That's a very good aid that I can do, and I've just adopted, and I do. Now, they look really nice, a very nice, even roast. But what did I learn during that roast? Well, first of all, I've never roasted that particular bean. I don't think I've ever roasted Colombians. I've roasted Africans and Latin Americans, South Americans. I've roasted a lot of different coffees, but never a Colombian. So it's never too late to do a Colombian, and what an exciting moment it was. So what did I learn from driving this roast, from driving, being in the driver's seat? First of all, I think I'm going to do another roast. Fortunately, I have another 200 grams of that same coffee, because what I learned is that actually between yellow and cinnamon, it actually was quite a fast transition. I'd like to, it was fast, and it was creeping, the temperature was creeping. They were absorbing heat so quickly. I think these beans are particularly dense, and they absorb heat very, very well. And then, of course, they also give off heat. And because I only have an environmental probe in there, I don't really know what the temperature of the bean is. But I have, because they also give off heat. Of course, the environmental temperature is going to rise at the same time as my input is still there. And I got just a tiny bit, kind of minute seven or so, I got a bit excited and thought, oh my God, it's going too fast. I'd like to prolong it a little bit. And I turned my input heat down, and maybe, just maybe, I turned it down a little bit too much. And then it took me into first crack with a good momentum, but maybe not enough. And it just extended that phase. But of course, other than cupping it, you will never know what it actually did to the bean, to the taste of the bean, to the development of the bean. And then first crack, this bean is particularly timid in its first crack, so you gotta really pay attention to hear it. I mean, some coffees, like I just done the Rocco Mountain Natural Yerga Chef, it was just very, very loud. No mistaking the Rocco Mountain when it kind of reaches first crack and in full first crack. This one a bit more timid, so I'm going to do another one, and I'm going to maybe keep my cool a little bit and not turn the temperature down as much as soon. So to go into first crack, because first crack only happened about 10 minutes, 15. So I'd like to achieve it a little sooner, and maybe also give it just a tiny bit of development a bit more after first crack. I've done 2 minutes four. Again, they look really nice. They're now, what have they lost? Yes, the other important thing to do is to then weigh your roasted beans. First of all, they enlarge in size. You probably know that. They enlarge in size. First crack kind of makes all that happen. The structure just explodes like a popcorn. And but at the same time, they lose in weight. So all that moisture that's in there gets roasted out. So it's important to weigh your beans once you've roasted them. So I've put in 198 and I've got out 172. Then there's a formula that you do, and you then can understand how much in percentage you have lost in weight. So this particular roast lost 13.1%. Again, there is kind of the different trains of thought, how much should or whatever, but that's very much within a very good range of what weight your beans should lose, can lose, and this one lost 13.1. So, cupping, one day on I usually cup. I let them sit there and degas for at least 24 hours. And I will probably bag them before then, but I'll let them sit in a little container with a exposed to a bit of air for definitely a few good hours. What I normally do is I transfer them, which I will do now live. I transfer them in a glass a jar. And I always put that sticker that tells me what bean that is, goes inside of that glass jar. You know, prepping, it's like painting. You can't do a good job if you haven't prepped the walls of your room that you want to paint. The same with roasting. You've got your profile sheet. You've got, you know, exactly what you're doing when, so you're not lose track with what you've done. So very exciting. I'm going to do another roast. Now, I'm going to pay more attention to the roast. I'm not going to let you listen to it live because I need to pay more attention. But maybe at the end, just maybe check back in and see if I'm, happier. I don't know, even if I'm unhappy with that first roast, because it's all going to be in the taste. But I'm going to do it slightly differently and then see on the cupping table which of those tastes better, which of those has kept the inherence of that bean, the juiciness, the fruit and what this bean has to offer, and also the mouthfeel is very important. So that we will only know tomorrow. But one thing's for sure, different profiles yield different results, and that's so exciting as well. So this time I kept my cool, I think, a little longer. I've dropped them in the cooling tray now. They're just revolving and the fans full on, really sucking that air. And yeah, they already feel very good and to touch. And yeah, so let them in for after first crack, 2:20, 2 minutes 20, so just a little bit longer. What was interesting also, they didn't drop as low when they bottom out than they did first time round, and they turned at 1 minute 16. What I'm going to say is they dropped lower. They went lower and they turned a little, about 7 seconds longer it took for them to turn. Normally on that roast and with the washed bean and kind of dense bean, it's like between 1 minute 20, 1 minute 15, and this was 1 minute 16 to turn. Now the roast looks really nice, very even. It's a matte finish, very evenly roasted, and they just look pretty good. So it'd be really interesting to do a side-by-side cupping tomorrow. I'm pretty pleased and very excited to see what this Colombian from the department of Huila, it's a Finca El Recuerdo, a washed Captura Arabica varietal, courtesy of Café Muisca, Lina, who's Colombian. Well, as I said before, if it's not third generation, it's definitely second generation of coffee farmers in Colombia. A delightful lady and George also a delightful man, and very grateful to get this to sample roast for them and report back. So really, really interesting. I mean, they've got a coffee shop in Stoke Newington in North London, and they used to import roasted beans already from Colombia, and now it is green beans that they also import. So really a nice, exciting development for them and hopefully for artisan roasters here who might be able to get their hands on a Colombian sourced by Lina and Café Muisca. So interesting, and I want to sign out for now and just let those beans cool down, weigh them again, and see what they taste like tomorrow.